You're listening to Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
Well, a very pleasant good Saturday morning to you, and welcome in to another edition of the KLEM Coach's Corner here on KLEM Radio. Daniel Versteg with you, and our program this morning is being brought to you by Chapman Overhead Doors, Floyd Valley Healthcare, Nohava Construction, Get Branded 360, Hy-Vee, Iowa Barbecue Company, Ameriprise Financial, Wilchin Brothers Construction, and True Health Chiropractic. Well, we've got a few head boys basketball coaches in our listening area that'll be joining us in the Coach's Corner this morning. We're going to have Lamar's Community Boys Basketball Head Coach Cody Deercup join us, Galen Catholic Boys Basketball Head Coach Eric Kellen, and the head coach of the second-ranked team in Class 1A, that's Cam Kuchel, at MMCRU, so we'll look forward to that. We've had a ton of postseason basketball the last few days. Of course, the state wrestling tournament. You can get caught up on a lot of that information with scores and results and all that kind of fun stuff on our website right now at KLEM1410.com. And, well, we can tell you last night the Hinton girls punched their ticket into the regional final with a 68-36 win over MVAOCOU. Of course, as we'll chat about, I'm sure, with Galen Catholic head coach Eric Kellen and MMCRU head coach Cam Kuchel, both of their teams advanced to district finals here on Thursday as the Jays defeated Kingsley Pearson 48-45 and MMCRU defeated Woodbury Central 81-45. Unfortunately, during that little bit of basketball, we did have some of our teams end their season. Hinton boys ended their season on Thursday. 1-point loss to Rock Valley. Kingsley Pearson girls last night, they ended their season to GTRA 58-52, and the MMCRU girls lost to West Lyon last night 53-22. And again, all of that information, of course, can be found on our website, KLEM1410.com. Do want to also wish the best of luck to our state wrestlers. We got four of them that are trying to finish on the podium today. A few of them in consolation semifinals. One of them we know is wrestling for seventh place. So we'll look forward to keeping you up to date on that throughout the morning once our Coach's Corner program has concluded. Well, let's get a move on right away. Let's go to our first coach, the head coach of Lamar's Community Boys Basketball, Coach Cody Deercup, as his team prepares to open the postseason coming up on Monday night. We talk with Coach Deercup coming up in just a moment here on KLEM.
Are you looking for local and dependable overhead door sales and service? Hi, my name is Adam, owner of Chapman Overhead Doors. We are excited to bring over 30 years of experience from the Spencer area to Lamar's and surrounding communities. Chapman Overhead Doors services all makes and models of commercial and residential garage doors. We sell only the highest quality Midland doors. Call Chapman Overhead Doors for a free quote today. 541-1179. That's 541-1179.
Our well-child exams cover athletic physicals, but they are so much more. In addition to physical needs of a child, we also focus on their emotional and social health. Let's face it, being a kid can be hard. At Floyd Valley Clinics, our providers work with families as a team to keep pediatric patients healthy and safe. Learn more about Floyd Valley Clinics at floydvalley.org. Your community, your health, your life. Floyd Valley Healthcare.
Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
Well, we welcome you back on the KLEM Coach's Corner right here on KLEM Radio. Daniel Versteg with you, and we are talking some boys basketball today. To do so, we're chatting with Lamar's Community Boys Basketball Head Coach Cody Deercup. His team has been off of game competition for a good week now, and they'll get ready for postseason play to begin on Monday next week when they take on the Sioux Center Warriors. That'll be a 7 o'clock tip. We'll have the game, of course, here on KLEM Radio on Monday night. But first of all, Coach, boy, you were able to play some really good basketball down the stretch to conclude the regular season. You concluded the regular season on a three-game winning streak, including a victory over good Lewis Central squad in there. Just generally speaking, what did you like about those final three games and how you were able to put together a little winning streak heading into the postseason?
Yeah, I liked how different those three games were. Our guys had to find kind of like three different ways to win those basketball games. You know, the Lewis Central game was tight, back and forth the entire game. Council Bluffs was up big-ish, and then they took a lead, and then we had to battle back and extend our lead at the end. And then the Spencer one was a little bit different too, and where, you know, we were down at halftime and then had to go and kind of answer the call coming out of half. And I think finding three different ways to win like that, you're able to just put those in the memory bank and get a little confidence going into postseason. So I loved where our guys were at those last three games.
Well, and if we can go at least a couple games, that Lewis Central game on Monday night, boy, that's last Monday. That was a game that, you know, you expect close games in the tournament. I know they're a 4A team, but boy, to be able to prove that to yourselves that you can win a one-score basketball game when it comes down to it, that's got to be really big for you heading into the tournament too.
Yeah, and there's like certain points throughout the season where we got into tight games and you see us maybe play a little bit different. Mm-hmm. I loved how like we were not phased one bit at any of those three games, even like especially like halftime at Spencer when we kind of gave up a lead going into halftime. You know, I didn't know what to expect walking in the locker room, but our guys were very level-headed, and you know, right before half, when we were in our huddle, we knew what the plan was and what we needed to do, and they just went out and executed. So, I really like where we're at this time of year in the basketball that we're playing.
If we look at those three games, what are some of the things that stand out to you about the defensive side of the ball and how you guys have been able to, you know, for the most part, all, you know, outside of TJ putting up 63 points, everybody else was held pretty low in terms of some of your other games this season.
Yeah, and that TJ game, you have to give them a lot of credit. They shot the ball extremely well.
Right.
But I think down the stretch here, and you can even go back even a little bit farther to maybe the Western Christian game, for sure the Sioux City West game in the second half. Like, we have guys, I think we have a defensive identity. I think we have, you know, specific roles on offense that maybe we've known about all season long. And now, you know, in the last five, for sure, games, I think defensively, we know what our jobs are on the defense around the floor, and we have guys that are, you know, accepting their roles, and, you know, that just helps us win games. And I think it's a big part of why the last three have gone the way they did. We have guys that want to sit down and defend and take pride in holding the team to, you know, 39 points.
Yeah, and I certainly saw that against Spencer. And, you know, again, going back to the comment you made about you didn't know what kind of locker room you were walking into after being up by, you know, 8, 9, 10 points in that first half and then losing the lead. You know, what kind of resolve did you get from the guys, or what kind of things did you see from them that showed you that they were going to lock in defensively? Because, boy, they held Spencer to just 12 points in the second half of that ball game.
Yeah, they're saying things that, you know, normally coaches have to tell players. They're saying things that we would normally say before we even get into the huddle during timeouts, or before we even get into the locker room. They're saying those things, and saying them is one thing. You know, going out there and doing them is another thing. And as coaches, we're trying to model too. Like, I'm unfazed going into the locker room against Spencer, even though we just give up a lead, because I want them to be unfazed. So we're trying to model it for them too. And just a huge shout out to a couple of our guys, like Andrew Grant scores 3 points, I think, in that Spencer game. Is that right?
Yeah.
But I think it's one of his best games because of the effort that he gave us on the defensive end of the floor. Yes, you know, guarding their best player, but also like his willingness to rebound.
Yes.
So we have guys that know that they don't need to score 15 points a game to like bring value to our program.
We're chatting with Cody Deercup, head coach of Lamar's boys basketball, as they prepare for the postseason to begin Monday. What has it taken from, you know, your players, from your coaching staff, from a mix of everybody to be able to, you know, find that role on a team, whatever that role is, and then, you know, work through it and shine in it throughout this season, whether it's Andrew Grant or anybody on the team?
Just the close games that we've been in all season, I think that we've deep down we've known all along that we are capable of doing things like we've done the last three games. But when the, you know, the pieces fall like they did for us, and we get, you know, to be able to coach them up and show them these things following a win, it just makes it them believe in it a little bit more, and that's where we're at right now. They've done that all season long, regardless of wins and losses, but now they really know, okay, like, this kid's a good shooter. against, you know, a couple months ago against, you know, AL. I was told to get in his hip pocket when he's coming off the screen. So now I know when I'm playing Spencer in the last game of the season, they have a good shooter. I have to do the same thing. And, you know, just repping that in practice too, like watching on film, all those things. It's been a mix of everybody. It's been a mix of a lot of different things, but it's kind of all coming together here.
Well, and that mix of everybody is certainly showing on the offensive side. I think in all three games, you had at least three, if not four players in all of them scoring in double figures offensively. What have you liked about just, you know, the balance you have offensively and the fact that you don't have to go into a ball game and worry if one player is going to get to, you know, 20 or 25 points when you have three or four of them that are all capable?
Yeah, and I think not to keep talking about our defense, but I think our defense has been a big part of our offense, you know, just whether it's getting a one and done and playing ball on the other end of the floor or having to run clock for a little bit. Our guys are kind of doing whatever the possession needs, and you can see that in our scores the last three games too. I think it starts with, you know, our push up the floor. I would like to think that we're pushing the ball okay. I think we can maybe do a little bit better job of running the floor and pushing the ball, but we're willing to pitch the ball ahead and find things in transition. I think we're being way more patient, taking care of the basketball. Our spacing, especially in the second half of that Spencer game, is way better than what it was earlier on this season. It really opened things up for our guards to dribble drive, and they know that when they do dribble drive, they're either finishing at the rim or kicking the shooter, and then, you know, playing our style of basketball after that. So, like I said, it's taken a little bit, but we're doing the right things the last three games here.
I do want to ask you some numbers that have stood out to me anyway in those last three games. Thankfully, they didn't impact your ability to win the game a whole lot, but turnover-wise, you have been around the 12 to 15 mark, which is not bad, but, you know, certainly could go a little bit lower as well. How do you, from that defensive standpoint, where you're, you know, trying to build some energy heading into the offensive side of the ball, do you ever see that sometimes maybe make you guys a little too fired up, too energetic, that they end up throwing the ball away or doing something too much as they make their way down the floor?
Yeah, and I think you can point out games earlier on this season where we were for sure doing that, and, you know, we've had conversations with the guys about just basketball, with getting 35 seconds on the shot clock, that seems like a short amount of time. It's not. It's forever. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot we're constantly saying just make the easy one, you know, and I think our guys are starting to get that figured out a little bit. I can't tell you what our turnovers were in our last three games. Like you said, it didn't impact where we – and, you know, the outcome of the game. I think as coaches, we have to accept that with the style of basketball that we're trying to play, if we want them to run in transition and pitch ahead, and then in the half court, we want to, you know, not hang on to the basketball. They have, you know, half a second to make a decision if they're going to shoot it, you know, drive it or move it. Like, there's going to be times where we are going to have turnovers, you know, and if we want Jack Wells to make some of the passes that he's able to make that leads to layups, there are going to be times where, you know, our ball handlers are going to turn the basketball over. So we just want to limit those and help them out as much as we can, but we do have to kind of accept it at times too.
Mm-hmm. Cody Deercup, the head coach of Lamar's Community Boys Basketball, he joins us as, the last week leading up to our program this morning. No games for you guys. It's all been practice. You've been getting ready for Sioux Center on Monday night. Take us behind the curtain a little bit, Coach. What does this week look like for your team, and how you guys address the fact that you don't have any games, but yet you do have the biggest game of the season coming up on Monday?
Yeah, we tried to keep their schedule the same as much as we could. We didn't have school on President's Day, mm-hmm. so we gave them Saturday, Sunday, and Monday off, and then we typically play Tuesday, Friday. So Tuesday, we kind of we amped up our practice a little bit. Mm-hmm. Wednesday was a little bit lighter. Thursday was a little bit lighter. And tonight we're actually going to do a situation scrimmage and put our guys in, you know, game situations, doing some offense, defense, offense, and then playing a 20-minute mini game with some constraints thrown in there too, just to make it as game-like and as usual as possible. And our JV group is doing an absolute awesome job of, you know, watching our clips of Sioux Center, running Sioux Center stuff, We have some guys in our JV team where if you give them any room at all, they're able to shoot it and knock it down. And that's what Sioux Center is going to be able to do Monday night too. So they're giving us a great look as well.
What were outside of your preparation for Sioux Center, what were some of the things you as your coaching staff wanted to accomplish or buff out this week with your team? And do you think you've accomplished that as you've had this time to prepare?
I don't know if I could say buff out to anything. Mm-hmm. I think we're able to look back at the Sioux Center game the first time we played them and talk about some areas where we maybe felt like they beat us in, and I'm not even talking about the final score, mm-hmm. just some areas in the game, and you know, flying around like our rotations, or like having a little bit quicker rotations was mm-hmm. one thing that we felt like we didn't have in the first half against Sioux Center, and I feel like we definitely accomplished that this week. I watch us play in early January, and I don't even think it looks like the same team that we see in February. So we're doing the right things right now, so there's not a ton to buff out. We just want our guys to keep on the same schedule, get shots up, keep playing competitive. Every 50-50 ball has to be ours. I think that's going to be a big part of the game on Monday night. So just one of the few things that we're focusing on right now.
I do want to wrap up by just asking a little bit about that Sioux Center team. Obviously, we saw them back, like we've talked about already, we saw them back in January, so not unfamiliar by any means. Unfortunately, that game, the story ended up being the fact that you guys were up going into the fourth quarter, and Sioux Center came back to beat you by 11 points. Is there a lesson that could be learned from that fourth quarter that is still applicable to this upcoming game on Monday night, or is it hard as well because it has been now almost 2 months in between games?
No, we just need to control the basketball. I mean, that 11 points is, it's a pretty much a make-two-miss-two game. You know, mm-hmm. they miss two shots, and we make two shots, and it's a different game. Like you said, we turn the ball over late in the game, sometimes that happens. We're going to try to limit that on Monday night. And I think if we're able to do that and win 50-50 balls and defend, we'll have a good shot.
Yeah, I think you will too. Looking forward to that. Our pregame will start at 6:45 on Monday night from Sioux Center. Looking forward to seeing how you guys do in that contest. Coach, we appreciate your time as always, and best of luck Monday night.
Hey, thanks, Daniel.
Yep, absolutely. He's Cody Deercup, head coach of Lamar's Community Boys Basketball. We're back on the Coach's Corner in just a moment on KLEM.
Put Nohava on the job and on your buildings. Nohava Construction doesn't just offer products to customers, they offer solutions. Their partnership with Duralast Roofing Incorporated allows them to deliver one of the most durable, maintenance-free, and high-performing roof systems in the industry. To top it off, Nohava Construction has been named an elite roofing specialist, which means your warranty is automatically guaranteed with any Nohava installation. Nohava Construction in Lamar's.
Get your gear for next week's games at Get Branded 360 Downtown Lamar's. Hi, this is Lori. We have a great selection of Bulldog and Jay's gear that will fit everyone, baby through adult 3X sizes. We have things like onesies, short sleeve and long sleeve t-shirts, sweatshirts, shorts, stocking caps, baseball caps. Stop in and check out our new styles and grab a stadium chair and a water bottle branded with your favorite team. Watch the games in comfort and style. Get Branded 360 Downtown Lamar's.
Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
Well, you welcome me back on the KLEM Coach's Corner right here on KLEM Radio. Daniel Versteg with you, and we are chatting some boys basketball once again with the head coach, Galen Catholic Boys Basketball. It's Coach Eric Kellen. His team is now into a district championship game, which will be played Tuesday night against Boyden Hall in Hull at 7 o'clock. Looking forward to seeing how that game goes. But first of all, got to recap the last two rounds of the district tournament. And before that, Coach, we were just talking beforehand, and we've talked during some post-game shows as well. It's been widely documented now. Your team really went through some sickness, might still kind of be dealing with the lingering effects of it. So that week you had in between the regular season and the postseason, how much did you spend on it on the floor and practicing, and how much did you tell your guys to just go sit on a couch and relax somewhere?
Yeah, we did both of it. I believe in fundamentals, so we worked a lot of fundamentals you know, you start prepping for a team too early, and it just starts backfiring on you a little bit. It gets to be just the normal thing, and then you forget about your responsibilities. So, yeah, we cut practices short, trying to get ourselves through it, but it just seemed like it just kept getting the next player and the next player, and it's not one of those just quick things. It lingers for a good 4, 5, 6 days, so...
Yeah, well, and it certainly swept through you guys, and unfortunately, it did eat up that that week you guys had of no games where you could prepare. Did you have some goals set for that week of things you wanted to hit on, and for the most part, were you able to accomplish them before the district tournament began this week?
Yeah, for the most part, yeah. It was a little bit concerning, just, you know, you come through the regular season and you want to start to get to that peak level. And I thought, you know, the South O'Brien game showed that we were taking steps in the right direction. And, you know, sitting that whole week off, you know, the players are, they just want to go play games. They want to compete. And that's what this team is. And that's what's so great about them. But yeah, see, we did, we tried to keep it competitive a little bit, maybe changed up some scrimmage, stuff with certain players and things like that. But, we were able to put some different offense in, you know, fine-tune some of the defensive struggles that we were having. And, yeah, it was a good week, but, yeah, it would have been nice to have just one more game in there.
I do want to ask you about your district tournament games, obviously, but we've alluded to that South O'Brien game a couple of times, your regular season finale. South O'Brien, we've seen, is a good team. They somehow didn't make the district final in their bracket. They got upset on Thursday night, but still a very, very good team. You were able to beat them by 1 point at home in the regular season finale. What do you think that win specifically did for you guys from, you know, maybe a confidence perspective, or just, you know, maybe a light bulb turning on instance that was able to, you know, kind of pick you guys up heading into the postseason?
Yeah, you couldn't have asked as a coach for a better game to finish the regular season. Yeah, you want the win, obviously, but, you know, putting a player on the line where our free throws haven't been our overall strength, and then knocking down those two. But, you know, let's back it up a little bit. And, you know, being down one with 9.7 seconds left, you know, we called that timeout, and I could see in the players that, oh, coach, we've been down this road. It never really turns out real well. And we had a nice talk with them just saying, hey, the buzzer, the horn hasn't rang yet, and we just got to go out and do us. And if you do that, I've always said luck is earned. Mm-hmm. And in that situation, you know, we got a little bit of luck on that. And, yeah, Dane goes to the line and puts the two free throws in. And, yeah, that gym was loud. Great crowd, and which the crowd has been great all year. So
yeah, well, and if I remember correctly, too, he gets to the free throw line after getting an offensive rebound on a miss in there as well. That's mm-hmm. that's just another kind of sign of some of the things that you guys do so well, those little intangible things of, hey, there's a rebound up on the backboard, I'm going to go find a way to get it.
Yeah, it was our third offensive board in that same shot. So everybody was involved. Everybody fought for that ball. And, yeah, and I feel it was the right call. And,
yeah,
put it on the line.
Really good win. And that led you into the district tournament. Again, we're chatting with Eric Kellen, the head coach of Galen Boys Basketball. And let's start with St. Mary's on Monday night. Coach, that was a really nice win for you. And, boy, you started it well on the defensive side. You allowed 11 points in the first half to the Hawks. What kind of things did you do well that you guys were just able to settle in and kind of do your job defensively?
Yeah, our press was really looking good. You know, we held off on it as long as we could. Didn't want to let too many teams see it. But you still need to run through it a little bit in the regular season. So we did do a little bit of that, but I thought we were dialed in and knew the responsibilities of what each and every player needed to do. And they do it so well together as a team. And when one player is maybe not at his best game, somebody talks him through and builds him back up. And, we are just a very powerful defensive team, and I'm very proud of that.
Yeah, you forced 18 turnovers. Not only, I think, your pressure was very good as well. But boy, coach, I haven't seen you guys do a whole lot of that trapping right across the midcourt stripe. It's something that you have so well and you know how to use it so well. Your height, and boy, you can even put Carson Ahrens out there on a trap. 6'5", man, he's really tough to try and pass around.
Yeah, sell it, and then trap it. Mm-hmm. And Carson, he just, with all the seniors, everybody's very important on this team. But, yeah, you use his height and his quickness, and he's just very smart, knows the game really well.
Let's talk about the offensive side of the ball, and I'm looking over your numbers from that contest a little bit. Obviously, we saw a number of players scoring double figures. You had four of them on Monday night. That was great. We talked about that right after the game. But something I'm seeing now, too, you only turned the ball over six times on Monday night. How have you guys been able to be so solid when it comes to your ball movement and not only just taking care of the ball, but then finding so many different weapons to score?
Yeah, we talk about it often, you know, value possession, and you hear that from a lot of coaches. But in our situation, we don't, you know, we're shooting, 42% from the field on an average. Every possession is very, very important. Mm-hmm. So, we work fundamentals over and over about going through the ball when the pass is coming at you. We didn't do that so well during the season, but at the end of the season here, it's really starting to click. And when a player starts to see it and feel it themselves, then it's just coming natural. Now they've realized it, and it definitely cuts down the turnovers. We were averaging well above 14 turnovers a game, and we've got that down, I think, in right at the 13 mark right now. So you get one more down, 12 turnovers in a game, that's not too bad in 1A basketball.
Yeah, and that will win you a lot of postseason games as well. Eric Helen's with us, the head coach of Galen Boys Basketball. He joins us on this morning's Coach's Corner program. There were so many players from that game Monday night, but got to highlight Dane Lehman's effort. Boy, mm-hmm. 10 points, 10 rebounds, double-double, impressive enough, but then he goes along and has 5 assists and 2 steals as well. You've been able to watch him now as his JV coach. You've been able to watch him as an assistant on the varsity and now as his head varsity coach. Is he still kind of wowing you and shocking you with some of the things that he's able to do on the court? Because it just seems like he can make a play or get a loose basketball that not many other players would think to go after.
Yeah, I mean, you look at his size and you think, well, maybe he's a little bit slow-footed and mm-hmm. things like that. But, he's just so athletic and so very coachable. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, he surprises me often with some of the things that he can pull off. I wouldn't want him guarding me, I know that much for sure. But then you turn around offensively, and, we're changing him between the power forward side of it and the guard. So the versatility of Dane is a scouting nightmare for other teams.
We talked about Dylan Lubin after the game on Monday night, and boy, he was a spark for you, especially in that third quarter, finished with 14 points in the ball game. He's kind of a microcosm of this, but has there been a little bit more of an emphasis from you guys about getting more consistent shots to drop from the outside? Because it seemed like he was really playing with confidence out there Monday night.
Yeah, so a couple of plays that we put in actually were for Dylan. And then we have the back action still taking place too. So if he's not open, we can still hit the cutters or whatever else. But we need to get more shots from Dylan. You look at his stat line; he's not shooting a lot per game, but his percentages are very good. So it's important when he has the ball. Not so much bringing the ball up the floor, even though he's really good at that. Also, just getting him in his open groove. And boy, he hits that first shot. Watch out, because he's going to probably hit the next one too. So
yeah, he got in a good groove for you. And that carries you to a 52-36 win over St. Mary's. It led into Thursday night's ball game against Kingsley Pearson, a contest you won 48-45. And, we're going back to three-point shooting again. You guys hit 4 of them in the first quarter to go up 22-10. We talked about it right after the game. You mentioned how getting some baskets to go inside, get those to drop, that certainly opened up the outside shots. But you still have to hit those, and it had to be nice to see the first one drop just to, kind of take the lid off for everybody else.
Yeah, it really did. And once again, we hit that first three, and threes are momentum. Mm-hmm. They are, and the crowd jumps on. And once you grab that momentum and you feel good, and boy, the players were really zoned in before the game. So I really felt like, we get that first one to drop and we can really we can make a noise of things in the first quarter, and which that happened. But yeah, we've worked on it, and it's really nice as a coach to see it all come together.
It certainly happened well for you on Thursday night. If I can ask, though, after that first quarter, was it just those shots weren't there to be taken, or they weren't going in at a consistent rate? What kind of do you think slowed your offense down a little bit?
A good coaching on the other side. Mm-hmm. That timeout he took was about perfect. And from that timeout, you know, through the second quarter, we kind of struggled a little bit. But yeah, what he did defensively, he pushed his pressure out a little bit farther, which teams have done to us in the past. And we had the exit side of it, but once we do that, then it's really hard for us to set up in our half court offense. And, and I think that's something that he kind of, seen in scout film, maybe something or whatever else. But, so yeah, it just took us a little bit to, you know, calm down, do our game, play our game. And truthfully, we tried to play their game for a little bit. We were shooting the ball way too early. You know, a lot of times the ball was going up and there was only 26 seconds. There was still 26 seconds on the shot clock. That's just not our game. So we just needed to slow it down. That's what we talked about at half. Get it back inside, work the inside out, and you know that's kind of what we worked on in the third quarter.
Eric Kellen with us, the head coach, Galen Boys Basketball. A couple of different things I could highlight here, but I do want to just touch on some of the numbers I'm seeing on your statistics here about Nolan Teal, who's your top scorer, and that's all great and everything, but normally you don't think of a top three-point shooter as also being one of your top rebounders, but he was. He had 8 rebounds for you on Thursday night against the Panthers. What did you like about what he was able to do to go after some of those loose basketballs and sell out in a way that, you know, some three-point shooters don't always like to do?
Yeah, he's a competitor, and that's every time he steps on that floor, he's going to put everything out there. Last night, I mean, at one point, there was just blood everywhere on his jersey. And, you know, the assistant coaches, which I'm very grateful to have the assistant coaches I have, but they were over there cleaning them all up. But he battles. He goes after everything, loose balls. He really buys in on the possession by possession. He takes the right shots, I feel. But yeah, there's times that, you know, you look at it and say, okay, maybe not that one, Nolan, or stuff like that. But with a good player, you want the ball in his hands, and sometimes those decisions that he makes, he's got the right goal in mind. So
well, and then on the vice versa of that too, Kingsley Pearson, they're a good player. Landon Howe, they wanted the ball in his hand on Thursday night, and you. We go back to Dane Lehman. You put him on there, and as you said earlier, you wouldn't want Dane guarding you, and I'm sure Landon probably thinks he probably didn't want Dane to guard him, but that was just kind of the matchup he had. What did you like about how Dane defended him and, you know, limited his impact in that ballgame?
Yeah, we gave him backside help. So Mason, we actually put him on the guard on the outside there. And so he kind of knew he had Mason on the backside, which as a defender, that's kind of nice to know you have a little safety net. But Dane, you know, just bought in. He wants to guard the best player. He wants to shut him down. I was just grateful that, you know, the fouls stayed. I think he got his first foul in the third quarter, if I remember right, or maybe it was right at the start of the fourth. That was my big concern. You know, we get Dane in foul trouble, and then, you know, Nolan's got to get on him. And we talked about it earlier. Nolan's offense is very important, and when he's on the floor, we can score points. But then you got to start putting your offensive guy on their best offensive guy, and then your offense starts to go down. So kudos to Dane. He really did an amazing job and, you know, helped us get the win.
It was a really good win, and it puts you into a district final coming up Tuesday night at 7 o'clock against Boyden Hall. You mentioned to me post-game on Thursday about how good offensively this Boyden Hall team is, and of course, people will look at their record and see, oh, they have 7 losses, but you know, if you see who they lost to, they've lost to some very good opponents this season. What are some of the main things that you're hammering home to your guys to make sure they're ready to go Tuesday night when you head up to Hall?
Yeah, you know, Boyden Hall is very, very fundamental, and they have been for a very, very long time. But I think we are too. I think our fundamentals are really good. So it's going to be kind of a fun matchup. I feel like we're one of the top in the state in defense, and they're probably one of the top in the state in 1A for offense also. So it's just going to be coming down to, you know, who's shining their fundamentals up a little bit better on whether it be defense or offense. And I'm excited for the game.
Yeah, it's going to be a great game. Tuesday night, 7 o'clock in Hull. Looking forward to that contest. District championship on the line in Class 1A District 16. Coach, we'll let you go. Continue to get ready for that contest. We appreciate your time, and best luck Tuesday night.
Thank you so much, Daniel.
Yep, it's my pleasure. Eric Kellen, head coach Galen Boys Basketball. We're back with more of the Coach's Corner in just a moment here on KLEM.
Shop and save at your local Lamar's Hy-Vee Food Store. They're open 7 days a week from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. for your convenience. You can start your day with a hot breakfast and fresh donuts in their dining room. Then enjoy a shopping experience that will meet all your needs for the days or weeks to come. Explore the meat market, the floral department, or the pharmacy. For whatever you need, discover red-hot deals at your local Lamar's Hy-Vee Food Store. And also check out additional daily specials on Facebook.
Are you craving mouth-watering barbecue? Head on over to Iowa Barbecue Company on Plymouth Street in Lamar's. They've got tender ribs, juicy chicken, succulent pork, and sausage smoked to perfection and served hot every Tuesday through Saturday. At Iowa Barbecue Company, you will get the freshest locally sourced meats and great sides such as house-made mac and cheese or coleslaw each and every day. The smoke is rolling every day to ensure you are getting some of the area's best quality and fresh queue around. Get to Iowa Barbecue Company today.
Ameriprise Financial with Mike Ruland, Ross Ruland, and Sam Van Wettering are proud of our local athletes. Talk with Mike, Ross, or Sam about how you can set up and reach your financial goals today and tomorrow.
Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
Well, we welcome you back on the KLEM Coach's Corner right here on KLEM Radio. Daniel Versteg with you, and I'm pleased to be joined now by the head coach of the second-ranked team in Class 1A boys basketball. That'd be Cam Kuchel. He's the head coach of the MMCRU Royals as his team prepares for a district championship coming up on Tuesday night, a game played in Marcus at 7 o'clock. They'll be taking on Sibley Ocheden in the district championship game, but before that they had two big wins to open the postseason, two nice wins to finish the regular season. Coach, let's go back. First of all, the few days you had at the end of the regular season after you guys clinched the War Eagle Conference Championship outright, and now you're turning your attention to the postseason. What was the messaging of, you know, trying to enjoy a conference championship while then also having to lock in at with the task at hand?
Yeah, first things first is we need to take a deep breath. That was 7 games in 9 days for us to finish up the regular season. So that first day of practice was we watched film and we ate some pizza. So just taking a deep breath and kind of resetting our brains, resetting our bodies. But luckily with this group of kids, they're not satisfied with the conference championship. They didn't, not that they didn't care, but that's not their ultimate goal. So we just moved right on.
Yeah, well, they certainly have moved on well. Yeah, I guess you know, how do you form that balance of, you know, the rest that you needed after playing as many games as you did to conclude the regular season while also trying to make sure you guys are, you know, staying in shape and not getting rusty over those 4 or 5 days?
That is difficult. Thankfully, we opened up with a team that we could handle okay, and and we knocked off some of that rust because we did play rusty against West Bend Mallard. We hadn't had 4 days of practice in a row like that, so it was nice to get Brayson back in the mix and into practice, and a few of our guys that are banged up, giving them a couple days off to really heal. It was much needed, but yes, it came with some rust.
Yeah, and you mentioned Brayson in there, and I know we chatted over text a couple of weeks ago about Brayson returning to the lineup and how he was going to be kind of limited for a little bit, and you're trying to get him back into game speed and all that kind of stuff. How has he done with, you know, just getting reacclimated into basketball shape after, you know, really not playing basically the entire season up to this point?
That was the biggest thing. The first thing he said is getting him in shape with the way we play.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give that kid a lot of credit. Obviously, he's our school's all-time leading scorer, but he came in understanding his role was going to be different after not playing for the entire season.
he's owned up to just rocking the boards and getting what he can on the offensive end, understanding that we're a different team than we were needing him to score all the time. So he's embraced it really well, and our team has gotten better because of it.
No, it certainly has. And like you said, you played pretty well against West Bend Mallard in that district quarterfinal contest, a team you had really never seen before. I just got to ask you, Coach, I mean, my gosh, I'm looking at your offensive numbers, 62% shooting from the field. You scored 56 points in the first half. How in the world are you able to do that? What makes your offense tick so much like it did Monday night?
We're getting high percentage looks. Our press, especially that night, generated a lot of layups. Camden Bork went off. He had our first 12 or 14 points, I remember, and he did not miss a shot. He was 7-for-7 to start the game. So pretty easy to get the stat sheet looking good when he starts the game that way. But just our defense is providing our offense with great opportunities, and we're taking advantage of them.
Yeah, and I believe he had 21 points in that first half total. I mean, just he's been really, you know, every time I – see a result from you guys, I go over to the box score and I see, oh, look, Camden's led you in scoring again. Well, how much are you relying on him, and what have you seen from him as a leader on the offensive side of the ball, just someone that you can rely on?
Yeah, it's been really nice to have a guy kind of step forward like that. We haven't necessarily needed someone just to take the reins and and just go out and score 20 points for us. We've really lived all year with having guys be 15 through 8 points and having 6 or 7 of them do it. He's just taking advantage of all his opportunities. He's not missing shots is really what it's coming down to these last few nights. I think he only missed one last night as well. He's 10 for 11 or 12 for 13 or something like that. But he's just taking advantage of every opportunity he gets. It obviously gives us a nice lift, and everybody can kind of take pressure off themselves and move forward.
Cam Kuchel is with us, the head coach of the MMCRU Royals, who gets set for a district championship Tuesday night. That win over West Bend Mallard, 85-50 was that final score. You know, we've talked about your defense, and you've alluded to it already, the pressure that you guys, you know, put on teams. And can you tell throughout the course of a game how effective it's going to be, and whether you guys are locked in just kind of maybe by the first few times you implemented on a defensive set?
Absolutely. Like, even against Woodbury Central compared to West Bend, it was different. Woodbury's very, very fast, smaller guards. We didn't have a whole lot of live ball backcourt steals getting us layups. We had a lot of them in the front court playing great half-court defense and then running out from there. So the first few possessions really tell us a lot. The different type of teams we play really tell us a lot. But, yeah, absolutely, the defense, we're kind of a chameleon with it this year. We don't have to have the backcourt steals for it to be successful.
Yeah, how tough is that, though, to, you know, go from maybe one game where you can pressure and you can get away with, you know, taking risks and things like that, and then go into a different game where, okay, maybe I do need to sit in a half-court defense. What does it take mentally for you guys? And, you know, how do you make sure they make that adjustment cleanly and don't get caught doing the wrong thing on any given game?
It's definitely easier said than done. This group of boys are just fantastic basketball IQ. So they understand. They can watch film and break things down before I even have to. So it's just, I'm blessed with this group of guys. They don't require a whole lot of prodding with one way or the other. They understand the task in front of them. They understand the athletes in front of them and what it's going to take to win. So it really doesn't take a whole lot for me. It's just those guys going out there and impacting the game.
Again, Cam Kuchel's with us, the head coach of MMCRU boys basketball. You know, when I talk to so many coaches like I do, I, you know, hear a number of different things related to the box score that you guys look for. And one of them is always, you know, the assist numbers, and then comparing them to your turnover numbers and how many shots you made off of them. Well, on Monday night, you had 23 assists, 5 turnovers, 38 made baskets. On Thursday, you had 25 assists, 32 made baskets, did have 14 turnovers. But, boy, the ball movement, what can you say about how you guys move the ball so well and how it creates opportunities?
It's like art. I get more comments on that from the community than I do on anything else about our basketball team. It's just how well we pass the basketball with each other. They're just so unselfish. All 13 guys are unselfish. They don't care who gets the bucket. They just want the bucket to happen. So they do a fantastic job of looking up the floor and finding the extra pass to find themselves a better shot.
Yeah, and I don't certainly want to just ask it because you are such a deep team about, you know, one player necessarily, but gosh, it's got to be nice, too, that your top scorer on any given night, Camden Bork, could also be one of your top distributors. He had 9 assists on Thursday night. That's got to be great to see a guy like him who scores at such a high rate still looking to pass the ball.
100%. We take a lot of pride in our assist numbers. We lead the state all classes with our assist numbers, and you might have some people that look at it and gawk and be like, that's not real, but you can come watch one of our games and see how well these guys share the basketball. It's unbelievable, and he is right at the top of that. He and Wyatt and Michael, and then everybody that comes in does a nice job. Even our bigs pass the ball very well with each other.
Yeah, you certainly aren't fudging any of those assist numbers. Those are all legit. They've been really strong to see. Something that stands out as well is your ability to rebound the basketball, and that's got to be tough too. If we go back to your defensive numbers this season and some of the things you like to do defensively, when you're maybe so, you know, set on getting set up in a press, you can sometimes maybe lose sight of getting a rebound every now and then. How, you know, what's kind of the mindset of, you know, when to get a rebound, when to, you know, set up on defense, and how to balance both of those desires?
Absolutely. That's actually one of the things we struggled with the most to start the year, mm-hmm. was owning the glass, because we want to get out and run even in the half court. So we're relying on one, maybe two guys to clean up that board, and we're out and we're going. I'm going to give a lot of props to Josh Peterson on that. He's only, I think it's only 6.5 rebounds a game. He's mm-hmm. our leading rebounder, but he clears the glass really well. And we've got a couple of good rebounding guards as well that go along with him. And then Brayson coming back does a nice job on the glass as well. So just having one, two guys just really owning the glass down there, doing a nice job, allowing us to continue to play our fast-paced game has been huge for us.
Again, the Royals defeated West Bend Mallard 85-50 on Monday night, and then turned around to beat Woodbury Central 81-45 on Thursday night. A little bit of a different thing for you guys Thursday against Woodbury Central was you spread the floor a little bit more. Of course, when we talk again about your pressure, it creates layups and easy high percentage looks like that. But your 3-point shot's still a high percentage. You had 10 of them Thursday night. What created some of those opportunities, and then how are you guys able to take advantage of them?
Yeah, we've actually taken a nice step forward in that category as a whole this year. We're averaging about 33% from three this year. Eli Slinger leading the charge at 45%, and mm-hmm. White Dallas right under 40%. But those guys just finding themselves good looks. Our press, like you said, just the layups, it provides us easy layups, but as soon as people try to start taking that away, we get kickouts for the open three as well. So it really opens up both of them for us.
Well, it's just been a really great run for you guys here as of late. And again, your depth has been on display this entire season. It's got to be nice, too, that, with such a big senior class, you're able to get so many juniors and a couple sophomores in there, and they can, you know, play some meaningful minutes here in important postseason basketball games. That's got to be a really nice benefit, going forward with your program.
Absolutely. Speaking of going forward, I mean, we've got a kid in Jeff Brown who hasn't played a mm-hmm. minute for us this year. He tore his ACL on day two of practice, and right. I'm telling you, this summer he's pushing for one of those starting spots. He's playing that well for us, so we have some nice pieces to build around for next year, and he's going to be one of them as well. So, yeah, the experience the rest of our juniors and sophomores can get, as well as the rest of the underclassmen and our talented JV, it's going to be a nice group again as well.
Yeah, well, they've certainly had their experience here this season, and potentially could create some more experience if you guys are able to build some leads. You got Sibley Ocheden coming up Tuesday night, district championship contest. You were able to play the Generals once earlier this season and got a 72-32 win on the road in Sibley. Tell me about some of the things you guys are paying attention to, Coach. What are some of the things you need to be ready for when the Generals come to Marcus here on Tuesday?
Yeah, I'm not anticipating another 40-point game. They've got some really nice athletes over there. I think we just caught them by surprise. They've never seen us before. They've never seen mm-hmm. our press before, so they're going to have a plan. However, they do turn it over about 20 times a game, according mm-hmm. to their stats, so that does play into our benefit. We're going to continue to ramp up the pressure. And hopefully that does our job, because they've got some great size, and we're going to have to, like you talked about earlier, the rebounding, we're going to have to keep them off the glass.
Yeah, well, it should be a great ball game. And, I'll ask you this, too, before we conclude our interview. Obviously, we know that a goal for you guys is to right the wrong of what happened last year where you guys lost the sub-state championship. You want to get down to Des Moines, get to the state tournament as you're currently favored to do so as the number two ranked team in the state. How are you making sure to keep your guys focused on this game against Sibley Ocheyedan before looking ahead to a sub-state game or looking ahead to what they're going to do in Des Moines in a couple of weeks? How are you keeping them in the here and now?
Just limiting our conversations about it. Obviously, everybody's a dreamer. We can all dream about those things, but we don't need to be talking about them until we get to that point. We can have conversations in general just about what it might look like and these things like that, but all of our conversation from the coaching staff down is about Sibley Ocheyedan. Then if we win that game, then it's about the next team, and then it's just coming from us at the top all the way down and limiting those conversations about what if.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good philosophy, and well, it's taken you a long way, and district championship will be on the line Tuesday night against Sibley Ocheyedan. That's in Marcus at 7 o'clock. Coach, we'll let you go and continue to prepare for that ball game. We appreciate your time, and best of luck here the rest of the postseason.
You bet. Thanks for the coverage.
Yep, absolutely. He's Cam Kuchel, head coach of MMCRU Boys Basketball, on the Coach's Corner, and we'll take a break and be back in just a moment here on KLEM.
Wilchin Brothers Construction in Lamars is the perfect contractor for any commercial remodel or new construction project. Call Wilchin Brothers in Lamars at 546-4135. You have big plans for your next build? You want a company that stays on budget and schedule while doing quality work? Call Wilchin Brothers General Contractor and Construction Management Services for peace of mind while awaiting your dream building.
Discover wellness. Discover True Health Chiropractic Lamars. Dr. Jared Langle and his wife Sarah look forward to helping you on your journey to true health with a holistic approach to chiropractic care. Dr. Jared will address the root cause of your symptoms and guide you through mindful movement and proper nutrition. And discover the health benefits and relaxation through infrared sauna sessions. Discover True Health Chiropractic. Across from Four Brothers, Lamars.
Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
We welcome you back on the KLEM Coach's Corner right here on KLEM Radio. Daniel Versteg with you, and our program this morning has been brought to you by Chapman Overhead Doors, Floyd Valley Healthcare, Nohava Construction, Get Branded 360, Hy-Vee, Iowa Barbecue Company, Ameriprise Financial, Wilchin Brothers Construction, and True Health Chiropractic. Well, we certainly appreciate our coaches for joining us today. Lamars Community Boys Basketball Head Coach Cody Deercup, Galen Catholic Head Coach Eric Kellen, and MMCRU Head Coach Cam Kuchel. We appreciate their insights here today. Of course, coming up the next few days, we do have some more postseason basketball. Tonight, we're heading to Spencer as Lamars girls take on the Spencer Tigers in a regional semifinal. Coverage starts at 6:45, tip-offs at 7 o'clock. Monday night, Lamars boys open their postseason run at Sioux Center. Same deal there, 6:45 pregame, 7 o'clock tip-off right here on KLEM. And then on a Tuesday night, as of right now, we'll be doing Galen Catholic's district final against Boyden Hall. However, we could run into some conflicts there if the Lamars girls win tonight. So we'll keep you in the know about what we will be doing and where we'll be at on Tuesday night. And then, of course, Wednesday, the Hinton girls play in a regional final down in Denison against Earlham. And we'll have the coverage for you here on KLEM. And we'll go forward from there. Everything past that is pretty much up in the air at this point. So make sure you, again, stay tuned on KLEM Radio. Check out our sports broadcast schedule page at KLEM1410.com. And you can know when we'll be on the air and where we'll be on the air with which games coming up in the not-too-distant future. Well, also this morning, we're going to be keeping you up to date on some of those state wrestling matches, see where some of our area wrestlers are going to place in their weight classes. That's being determined this morning at the state wrestling tournament in Des Moines. So make sure you stay tuned for that throughout the day here, both on air and online. Well, that's going to do it for the Coach's Corner this morning. Thanks so much for tuning in. For all of us at KLEM Radio and for KLEM Sports, I'm Daniel Versteg. Thanks for tuning in, and have a great rest of your weekend.